Starting with Hashem, Hilchas Malicha, Shir 26, Siman Ein Vav. This siman talks about roasting. What one has to do in order to roast meat. So the source of this din is a Tosfos and other Rishonim in Chulin in the first parak. In Chulin, under the Dalar Man Aleph, the Mishnah says, Hashechet b'Shabbos or b'Yom Kippurim, someone who shechted an animal on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, afal pishe mischayv b'nafshei, shchitas k'shera. Even though, if he did it b'mezid, he's chayv skila, stoning, one of the four death penalties of Bezdin, or on Yom Kippur, he gets karas, nonetheless, shchitas k'shera. Still, the animal that he shechted is kosher. So the Gemara says, Amav huna dorish chiyo b'rav, mishmei d'rav, asura b'achila liyuma. Rav says that you're not allowed to eat the animal that day, means on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. V'nasfan chavrai l'memer Rabbi Yehuda hi. The Bnei Yeshiva said that this opinion is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So, Tosfos says, V'nasfan chavrai l'memer Rabbi Yehuda hi, afilo rabbanon shari b'achila afilo b'biyam. That according to the Rabbanon, you can eat it even on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So let's see the Tosfos together inside. This Tosfos is one of the most important Tosfos in Hilchas Malicha. This is the Tosfos that discusses that we're allowed to eat raw meat without salting. And we'll also learn that what pertains to us, the laws of roasting. So let's see. Tosfos says, V'im toimar, bo'en yochel amolcha b'Shabbos. You can't salt the meat on Shabbos. So how could the Rabbanon hold it? It's mutu on Shabbos if you can't salt it. Since it's usher to salt on Shabbos, it's one of the lamatas malachos. So if you can't salt it, how can you eat it? That he transgressed the malacha and he salted it. So if he did it b'shegig, for example, it would be mutter to eat. Inami, another teretz. B'loi malicha nami shari b'umtza. Without salting it, you can eat it raw. So Tosfos says, afal gav d'ika lav b'dam hanivla b'vorm, even though there's a lav to eat blood that's absorbed in the limbs, k'da'omer b'perk dam shkita, like we said in Perek Dam Shkita and Krisus, so here we have blood absorbed in the meat. Hanemili hecha the pirish lachutz. When is it also only if it came out of the limbs or of the meat? I will call mancha loy pirish mutter, but so long as the blood didn't come out, it's mutter. Kedemurach beperek labasser, like we see in Perek labasser in Chulin, in the 8th Perek, shall you oichlin kovid adjurli niflat domai, that they would eat liver before all the blood came out. Dachalta libachala, because they would put it into vinegar, and the vinegar would congeal the blood inside, according to the gears of the Shittu Mekabetzes, v'shari iru v'chayli. And both the liver and the vinegar is mutter. The chayli aser, because if the vinegar is aser, iunami aser, the liver should also be aser. The chihechi de palata de bola, because if we say it comes out, it should also get reabsorbed. So what do we see? That the blood does not come out. It solidifies the blood inside. We see that even though there's blood inside the liver, still you can eat it. Because it didn't come out. Manami hasam, and we say also over there in the 8th perek, kiko shechatach aleha basar, a loaf of bread that you cut meat on it. And according to Tosfos, the case is that it was not completely roasted, like we'll see later. Also laichla, you're not allowed to eat the bread. Avol basar atzmei mutter, but you can eat the meat. We see that what, that even though all the blood did not come out, you can still eat the meat. Perek mafnin, and in Sechus Shabbos it says gabe basar tafel by raw meat also lataltalei. It's muksa. Raw meat is muksa. It says over there, Amiran, the bar avza, that a young pigeon, shari, you're allowed to move. It's not muksa. Mishum dechazil umsa. Why is it not muksa? Because you could eat it raw. Because people eat it raw. It's something that's more common. Raw meat is muksa, even though you could eat it raw, but since most people don't do it, therefore it's muksa. But a young pigeon, there are enough people that eat it raw, that it's not considered muksa anymore. We see another Gemara that what? That is it. You can eat raw meat. We'll come on b'shmaitan, Omar, and later on, and after Zvavam Rebbe, the Gemara says, "Hashechet lechayla b'Shabbos." Someone who shechts for a sick person on Shabbos, mutu labori b'umsa, and a healthy person can eat it raw. When someone cooks for a sick person on Shabbos, means a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, a person that you're allowed to cook for on Shabbos, a healthy person is not allowed to eat it because you have to add for the healthy person. But if you shecht for a chayla on Shabbos, since you're not doing anything extra for the healthy person, since you anyway have to check the animal for the sick person. So therefore, a healthy person can eat the meat raw. We see another Gemara that you're allowed to eat raw meat, and since it's talking about Shabbos, it's obviously that you're not salting it, we said before. So from all these Gemaras, Tosfos says that we see that you're allowed to eat raw meat, and you don't have to salt it. When do you have to salt it? If you want to cook it. Because when you cook the meat, the blood comes out of the meat and goes back in, and therefore will be asr. So now Tosfos says, "Umitoich kach nireh," and from here we see the basul etzli loyboi malicha klal. That if you want to roast meat, you don't have to salt it at all. The dam ha'ivorim shloi pirushoi, because, like we said before, blood of the limbs that did not move is mutter. V'chenu Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam says further, v'loi miboi kishenitzla ha'basa yafre, v'niflat kol ha'dam in ha'basa d'shawi, not only if I salted the meat well and all the blood already came out, that the meat is mutter, ela afilu le'nitzla kol kach mutter, but even if I did not salt it all the way, and there's still some blood left in the meat, it's mutter. And even though it moves inside the meat from one side to the other side, from one place of the meat to another place in the meat, it's not aser until it comes out of the meat. This is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, and also the opinion of the Rosh, that dam shepirish ma'makom la'makom, blood that moves inside the meat from one place to another place, is still mutter to eat. It's still mutter, and does not aser the meat. Like it says, and of course, Yubezim and Aleph, Kabi Kiko, Shechot Achol HaBasar, by the Gemara we saw before, of a loaf of bread, he cuts a meat on it, Da Filo Mando Aser HaKiko, even that, those that Aser, the bread, Shari HaBasar, permit the meat, Afal Pisho Le'yetza, Domai Adayin, even though all the blood did not come out. So we see from the Gemara of Kiko, that even though all the blood did not come out, because as Tosfos learns that it's talking about where it was roasted part of the way, and then you cut it on the bread, so now some of the blood comes out and goes into the bread, therefore the bread is mutter. But the meat is mutter if you wash it off, because all there is blood inside that moves from mimakom to makom, and therefore it's mutter. That's the opinion of Tosfos and the Rosh, that to roast meat you don't have to salt it, and also that dam shapir shel makom la'makom inside the meat is mutter, and therefore you can eat a piece of meat that was not completely roasted, that not all the blood came out. So the Rosh adds that not only don't you have to salt it, you also do not have to wash off the meat before you roast it, even though the dam be'en on the surface. Tosfos says that the fire nura mishav shoiv, the fire will draw out the blood towards it, and the dam be'en will not get absorbed. However, the Ran, even though he says you don't have to salt meat before roasting it, he holds that you do have to wash it off before roasting it, because we do not see nura mishav shayev, that the fire will draw it by dam be'en. Rather, the fire will cause the dam be'en to congeal on the surface, and it will dry up, and it will remain on the meat. One says that the dam be'en will ask for the meat a klipa. Therefore, if you roasted it without washing it, you have to take off a klipa afterwards. That's the opinion of the Ran. We see that Tosfos, the Rosh, and the Ran say you don't have to salt it. However, Rashi and the Rambam hold that in order to roast meat, you should salt it a little bit before you roast it. Since he's salting it, obviously you have to wash it, like we'll see in Sif Beis. That's the opinion of the Rishonim. So let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "Hatzli ene tzorich malicha." In order to roast meat, you don't have to salt it first. "Lefi shoha eish shoyev hadam sheboi me'atzmai." Since the fire draws the blood to it by itself, and doesn't need salt to help draw the blood. So we see that the Mechaber's opinion is that you do not have to salt the meat before you roast it. And the Shach and Sifkon Aleph points out that according to the Mechaber, you don't have to wash off the meat to take off the dam be'en before you salt it, because the dam be'en as well will get drawn into the fire. So let's see the Shach Sifkot Beis. The Shach says, "Lafisha ev shoev loshen harosh." The Rosh says, "Loi mi bayim nitzla yafe da az niflat kol hadam lechutz." Not only if you salted it completely, it's mutter because all the blood came out. "Elafila loy nitzla yafe," but even if you did not roast it completely, "vle niflat kol hadam lechutz," and all the blood that's inside did not come out, shari, it's mutter. Because when it comes out, it's drawn into the fire, and it slides off. And what's left inside the meat has the din of dam ha'ivorim shaloi pirish. And this blood that moves inside the meat from one side to the other is not called pirish. This is the Rosh's opinion, that pirish mimakom lamakom, inside the meat, after shchita, is mutter. Then the Shach says in the parentheses, v'divri ha'ater zav, b'zeh megumgamim. The words of the Levush are unclear. Just in short, what the Levush says over here is that whatever blood moves will be drawn into the fire. And whatever blood is not pirish is mutter. So the Primogonimus explains the Shach that the Shach doesn't understand the Drisha, because the Rosh says that the blood does move from place to place in the meat. So the Yehuda explains that the Drisha holds that even according to the Ramah, you could eat meat that not all the blood came out. We'll see in the Shach, in Sivkat Yud Gimel, that he holds that, according to us, the Dam Shapir Shem Makom LaMakom is Aser, so you can't eat the meat until all the blood comes out. But the Levush holds that you could eat the meat. So what about Dam Shapir Shem Makom LaMakom? So therefore, the Levush holds that whatever moves comes out, but whatever does not move stays inside. That's the Machlokes of Levush and the Shach. So the Shach continues, because of a Drisha, al divya rosh elu v'zel shenim, and the Drisha says in the words of the rosh, v'loy dami l'mashen is bayer le'el simen samach zayin, the dam shenitzvah b'chaticha, that blood that collects in a piece of meat, oy shapiru shem akoymai v'nisayru lotzeis, or it starts coming out, v'nivel b'mokam acher, and it gets absorbed in another place in the meat, aser, is aser. We see that dam shapiru shem l'mokam l'mokam is aser. Drisha says, it's not a question, the Shani Hasam Shamechaim Nisaru Lotzis. But it was different because it moved when the animal was alive. Rabbi Dam Shapirish, and therefore it's called Dam Shapirish. Masha Enkin Khan, however, over here, Shaloi Nisaru Lotzis, Rak Machmasa Eish, over here it only moved because of the fire. Hilko Hamrina, called Masha Ba, I love Koyacha Eish, Lazoizim Rokoimoi, Heitzil Lagamri Venofala Eish. We say that whatever the fire had an effect on is moved from its place and is completely removed from the meat. Atkan Lashani. That's the Drisha. He says that whatever moves is completely removed from the meat. So the Shach asks, V'dvar of Tmoyim, D'ha ha-rosh, afilo ma'sha nisha b'tzaychei ka'amar, D'loi havik a-pirish. Because the Rosh says, even what's left inside is not called pirish. Means even what moves from place to place inside the meat is not called pirish. Be'amaseh shel taretz b'kitzer, and we can answer in short, D'shani ha-cha d'loi choshev pirish, kiven d'loi pirish mechayim, v'mechayim l'makam. You could just answer in short that the difference between what he says in Siman Samach Zayin, that Pirush Makom Makom is Aser, and over here that it's Mutter, is over there, it moved when the animal was alive. And you don't have to say that over here, whatever is drawn out, comes out completely. V'ulai yesh tais seifer b'dvarv, and perhaps there is a printer's error in the words of the Drisha. So what the Shach is saying is that, according to the Rosh, blood that moves from place to place in the meat through the fire is Mutter, and therefore I can eat the meat even if all the blood did not come out. And this that it says in Siman Samach Zayin, that blood that moves from place to place is Aser, that's only if it moved, it got to move from its place when the animal was alive. So the Mechaber continues, by the Gimel of the Shach, the Mechaber says, Aval im dam acher, notaf alatzli, if other blood, means blood that came out of the animal when it was alive, dam be'ein, or right after Shechita, and it fell on a piece of meat being roasted, or as the Shach says in Sivkon Gimel, that fell on the piece of meat and afterwards it was roasted. Afilo oisad dam hu tsoinin, even if that blood was cold, lo yamrinan sha'ef shayavai, we don't say that the fire draws it towards the fire, but oisar mimeno kadei natila, and the blood will aser the meat on atila. This is because even sli does not remove dam be'in. So the Shach says that this that we need an atila is only according to the opinion of the Mechaber. But according to us, the Ramah, that we're not bekeim between Kochosh and Shamein, we need 60 in the piece against the blood. But the Sif Sedas points out that even if there is 60, we still need an Atila. That's Sif Aleph. So Sif Aleph, we talked about roasting meat without salting it. According to the Mechaber, we saw you don't have to salt it, you don't have to wash it. We'll see later in Sif Beis that the Ramah argues on that. Now in Sif Beis, the Mechaber is going to talk about what happens if one wants to salt the meat before he roasts it. So in the book of this is the Rashba. The Rashba says, if one who wants to salt meat and roast it, and eat it without washing it off, he could do so. But if the meat was left standing with the salt on it before it was roasted, the salt will absorb blood and become aser, and therefore you have to wash it before you roast it. Now, what about the Beis Yosef brings the Rava Magid, the Magid Mishnah on the Rambam, that asks that if the salt becomes aser, the Chachamim should make a gzeira not to let you salt it before roasting it. So the Beis Yosef says that since even if you don't wash it off before you roast it, you can wash it off after you roast it, and the salt won't aster the meat, because the fire draws the blood towards it, and you can wash it off after roasting, so therefore there's no reason to make a gzeira. So let's see the Mechaber. Mechaber says, Rotzo lam loyach tzli ula ochloi b'loy hadocho, one who wants to salt meat and roast it and eat it without washing it off, meaning without washing it off after the salting before the roasting, or you say you can do so, you don't have to worry about the blood that's in the salt. Because as the Shach explains, the fire will draw the blood towards it and will prevent the salt from causing the blood to get absorbed in the meat. According to this opinion, even if the salt was left on for a while, it's still mutter. This is the opinion of the Rav Magid. The Machabes says, V'yesh mishayimid, are those that say, Dahani mili, kishamolcha b'taleya miyad. One isn't mutter only if I salt it and roast it right away. Avalim shoba molchai, but if it was left sitting in the salt, hamelech b'taleya, the salt absorbs, v'neser, and the salt becomes aser. V'fichach madicha yofa koidim tzliya. Therefore, you have to wash it off before you roast it. Taz and Shach both say that if you didn't wash it before you roast it, you can wash it after you roast it. So the Taz and Shach point out that all this is talking about washing it after the salting, before the roasting. But obviously, since we're salting it, you should wash it before you salt it, because of the dambein. So we see that according to the Mechaber, the only time you have to wash off the meat is if you salt it. You should wash it off before you salt it, and if you leave the meat sitting in the salt, then you have to wash it before you roast it. So now the Ramah is going to comment on these last two sifim. So Amos says, V'yesh oimim d'tzli b'ya hadocha t'chila, for those that say that in order to roast meat, you have to wash it off first, meaning even if it's not going to be salted. V'yesh oimim, and there are those that say that tzorch kamkein k'sas malicha t'chila, there are those that say that you should salt it a little bit before you roast it. This is the opinion of Rashi. V'aminag ladicha t'chila, then the minig is to wash it first, v'gam l'molcha k'sas k'asher nitchav b'shpud, and then to salt it a little bit when it's already on the spit. And then you roast it right away, before the salt fills up with blood. So the Ramah continues, if you did not wash it, and you did not salt it at all, or you salted it without washing it first, and you roasted it like that, mutter. It's mutter. Sheer milichasei. It's only mutter in the case where you salted it without washing it if you did not leave it sitting in the salt for sheer malicha. Avlim shokol kach kodim shetzoloi aser. But if you didn't wash it and you left it sitting in the salt for sheer malicha before you roasted it, then the meat is aser and roasting will not help to take out the blood. That's the opinion of the Ramah, that you should wash it and salt it a little bit right before you roast it. But if you didn't wash it and didn't salt it, it's mutter. And if you didn't wash it and salted it, if you left the salt sitting for sheer malicha before you roast it, then it's aser. But if it was left sitting in the salt less than sheer malicha, you could still roast the meat, even though you didn't wash it. So let's say the Shach sifkat and tes. The Shach says, "Tmiu im lo hedicha b'lei malcha klal." You didn't wash it and didn't salt it at all. It's mutter b'di'eved. Hatam bezed and nuva mishav shoyvle. The reason is because the fire draws the blood towards it. Umkama shekosav hator v'hamachab sif alaf. Like the Torah and the Machaber write in sif alaf. V'af agav. Even though if dam be'en falls on the piece of meat, we don't say that the fire draws the blood towards it. And this blood on the surface is also considered dam be'en, since it wasn't washed and wasn't salted. And it's because of this that surface blood is considered dam be'en, that if it was salted without washing it first, and you left it for shir malicha, it's also even to roast it, and it's also to salt it again and cook it, even if you did not leave the salt on for shir malicha, meaning if there's no hefsin ruba. Like we learned before in Simen Samach Tesef Beis. So why is it also to roast if it's shir malicha, or even to salt and cook if it's not shir malicha? Because since it wasn't washed, the salt will cause the dam be'en that's on the surface to get absorbed into the meat. So over here too, we should say, since the surface blood is dam be'en, and you didn't wash it before you roast it, and even if you didn't salt it, the fire shouldn't draw the blood towards it. Just like we say that if you salted it, it has a din of dam be'en, and therefore will aser the meat, so by fire also, it should have the din of dam be'en, and just like by dam be'en that falls on the meat, the fire will aser it, so the surface blood too, if it has a din of dam be'en, the fire should cause the surface blood to aser the meat. So why are we saying over here that by the evidence, if I didn't wash it and didn't salt it, that it's mutter? So the Shach says, Yishleimer, the kivan do lehavi dam be'en mamish, since the surface blood is not real dam be'en, Amin and Shapesh are Eif Shoevoy. we say that the fire draws the Dambe in towards it. If it wasn't washed and was salted, and you left the salt on for shimalicha before it was roasted, we say that the salt absorbs the Dambe in inside it, and it will no longer come out even through roasting. Because with Dambe in that gets absorbed, we don't say Kabbalakach Baltoi. Even though it's not considered real Dambe in, nonetheless, if it's salted and the salt causes the surface blood to go inside the meat, and it was salted for Shem Alicha, the fire can no longer take it out. Avalim Loi Hudach V'Nimlach V'Loi Shah Shem Alicha. However, if it wasn't washed and it was salted, and the salt was not on for Shem Alicha, Afal Gabda Melech Avliya Dambe in Sha'alav, even though the salt will cause the Dambe in to go inside the meat, the Mahai Taimelem Hanilei Malicha Shein Islag Deva. And it's because of this reason that you can't salt it again to cook it. Nonetheless, it doesn't get absorbed so strong. And a lot of blood doesn't get absorbed. And it will come out through roasting afterwards. Why? Because roasting is stronger than salting. Because we find many times cases where fire will draw out blood, but not salting. For example, meat that was left for 3 days without salting it, so on such a meat, roasting helps to remove the blood and salting doesn't help. Or another example is meat that was left soaking in water for 24 hours. So according to the Mechaber and other Paiskim, only roasting helps and not salting. And there's many more examples. For example, liver. So we see that roasting is stronger than salting. And therefore, if the salt was not on for Shir Malicha, and it doesn't get absorbed so strongly into the meat, roasting can take it out. But if the salt was left on for Shir Malicha, it gets absorbed very well into the meat, and in such a case, even roasting will not help. So the Shach says, Miu vade b'dam b'ein mamish, but certainly if real Dambe Ein falls on a piece of meat that's being salted, also I feel it asleep. Also even through roasting, won't take out the blood. Like we see from the Ramon, end of Simen Ayin, Vayin Shom, Vayin B'Simen Samach Tes, Sif Beis, U'Bumashu Kasavti Shom. And look on Simen Samach Tes, Sif Beis, what I wrote over there. That's the Shach. We'll leave the second half of the Shach, which just argues on the Levush. So basically what the Shach is saying is that the surface blood is not really Dam Be'ein. What we can say is that there's three levels. There's real Dam. Dam Be'ein is Dam that comes out from a live animal, or the blood right after Shechita. Then there's the surface blood that's caused by cutting the meat, for example. And then there's Dam Pleita. Dam Pleita is the blood that comes out through salting the meat. So the first blood, Dam Be'ein, Mamish, if it gets absorbed, it won't come out, not through salting, not through roasting. Dam Pleita, we learned all the rules in the beginning of Simen Ayin, that we can say Kabbalakach Poltoi, Aydit Torah, etc. Then we have, over here, the middle stage, the surface blood. The Sif Sedas and Sif Katan Tes sums up three differences between Dam Be'en Mamish and the surface blood. The first difference is that if Dam Be'en gets absorbed, it's also even in Hefzim Ruba. But the surface blood, we saw in Simen Samach Tes Sif Beis, that if you salted it in a Hefzim Meruba, we can re-salt the meat, and the blood will come out. The second difference is, Dam Be'ein that falls on a piece of meat that's being roasted will aser it, but the surface blood will not aser the meat if it's roasted without washing. And the third difference is, that Dam Be'ein that falls on a piece of meat that's being salted, even during Shem Alicha, even if it's only left on for a little bit, cannot be roasted. But the surface blood, if it was salted without being washed, so long as it wasn't left on for Shir Malicha, it can be removed by roasting. That's the differences between Dam Be'ein and Dam Pleita. So now let's see the Taz Sifkat Hay. We saw the Ramah that says that if I salted it without washing it, and I didn't leave the salt on for Shir Malicha, the roasting will take out the blood that gets absorbed. So let's see the Taz and Sifkat Hay. So the Taz says, B'loi hadocha shir t'milicha say, b'toris chatas le pasa ken hu atzmai. The Ramah in Toris Chatas does not paskin like he says over here. Ela ein shir ledover. Rather, he says that there's no shir, that even if it was left on for less than shir malicha, even if you only salted it for a small amount of time, it will still ask for the meat, and roasting won't help to remove the blood. V'chein pasuk v'shal, perek ha-shechet, semen yudches, it's also how the v'shal paskins, afilu b'leisha aser, that even if you do not leave the salt on v'shem alicha, it's still aser, you can't roast it. V'moy b'bichel, just like cooking. V'chein yesh lifzik. And this is how one should paskin. So the Taz is arguing on the Rambam. The Taz is saying that we see from the Taz Chatos and the Mashal that even if you do not leave the salt on for Shem Alicha, you still cannot be roasted. However, the Nekudas HaKesef agrees to the Rambam. Let's see the Nekudas HaKesef. The Nekudas HaKesef says, but Taz Chatos le posakein, nimshech achar divri habach, the Taz is going after the Bach, avol besifri kasafti, but in my sefer Noruch Mishach, I wrote, v'zeh l'shoyni, v'mashikosef harav b'ago, dim lo yishar Shem Alicha, v'nitz l'kach moter. This that the Rama wrote, that if you did not leave the salt on for Shem Alicha, and you roasted it, it's mortar. Ken Kasev Toras Chatas Kaltes Din Gimel, Shem Yisav Heter. He writes in Kaltes Din Gimel, the name of the Yisav Heter, that if you did not leave it on for Shem Alicha, you can roast the meat. Kasev Allah Bezele Shani, and Toras Chatas writes on the Yisav Heter, Kasevti La'el Klal Hei, Daiti, that I wrote my opinion on Klal Hei, V'nira Leser, Afbaka Gamda. And it seems to me that it's Aser, that even if it was not left on for Shem Alicha, it's still also to roast. That's the Teres Chatas and Klal Tes. And in Klal Hei, it's Mashma that he holds that it's also, even if it wasn't there for Shem Alicha. But he writes that there's no right to Aser. And therefore, he bends to this of a Heter, that it's Mutter. So the way that Nekudas HaKesef is learning the Teres Chatas is that it comes out that it's a mutter to roast the meat if it wasn't there for Shem Alicha. So just to further explain the Machlokes HaTaz and the Nekudas HaKesef, is basically the Taz Chatos writes about this din in two places. In Klal Hei, he brings the Issur B'Heter. It says you can roast the meat. And he says on that Bezeh ain't Raya Lesser. That in this case, we have no Raya to Asur the meat. He doesn't have a Raya against the Issur B'Heter. And in Klal Tes, he says that even if you did not leave the salt on for Shem Alicha, it's Asur to roast. So the Taz holds that what the Toras Chatas says in Klal Hei, ain't Raya Lesser, that there's no Raya to Asur the meat, that just means he doesn't have a proof for the Issur. But the Toras Chatas himself holds that it's Asur to roast the meat. But then Nekudas HaKesef says that when the Toras Chatas says, ain't Raya Lesser, that there's no proof to Asur the meat, therefore he bends to the Issur B'Heter and he holds that it's permitted to roast the meat if the salt was not on for Shem Alicha. That's the Machlokes Taz and Shach. Very short, the Rambam Bayah says that if you did not wash it and you salted it and you do not leave the salt on for Shem Alicha, you can roast it. And the Taz holds from the Teres Chatos that you cannot roast it, even if it was not Shem Alicha. And the Mishal also holds like that. So therefore the Taz argues on the Rambam, because the Kesef holds like the Rambam. And he says that the Rambam and the Teres Chatos does not mean to Asur the meat to be roasted. The rest of the Rambam will leave for the next year.